People often ask, when we're talking about government, well, who will build the roads? Well, apparently not the government, not if you live in North Carolina. And I want to tell you the story of what has been happening to Cape Hatteras Island. They've had a number of problems from the government. I'm just going to list about 10 things that the government has done to destroy this territory, including not even being able to build the roads and bridges. What's going on with Cape Hatteras? Cape Hatteras is an island. It's part of North Carolina, allegedly. It's never represented, though. And they've been assaulted by multiple attacks on their economy and way of life. First, there were beach closures. Cape Hatteras had, well, it had public beaches open to everybody but closed to development. And these beaches were closed down by the Park Service. And the way this happened was the Southern Environmental Law Center, which has nothing to do with the environment, and the Audubon Society, which has nothing to do with birds, sued the National Park Service, and a judge punished the island as a result of the Park Service making mistakes. And the county commission there signed off on it because they were bullied into it. They believed that it was a matter of cutting off their finger or cutting off their arm. It wasn't, but in their own ignorance, that's what they did. And the result was 70% of the beaches were closed all summer and spring. Sometimes they would open in August. It devastated the island economy. It ruined a vacation spot for millions. It was horrible. Second, there's erosion. Beach erosion caused by the government dredging. The dredging has destroyed the highway in Rodanthe, which is a town adjacent to the bridge. And now it's destroyed the bridge, too. It's too unsafe to drive on. The state has not been able to replace the bridge because of lawsuits from the Southern Environmental Law Center. The SELC always files a lawsuit whenever they're about to begin construction to delay it, and they do this every 5 years or so to prevent any new bridge from being built. One of the state senators of the area, his name is Mark Bassnight, he would always hire himself under Bassnight Inc. to repair and reconstruct things from storm damage which would not exist were it not for the man-made erosion to begin with. Hatteras lost 70% of its business every summer, all of which was a gain for those on the other side of the bridge, where 5 of the 6 county commissioners are from. And people don't want to come to a place when the beaches are closed or the road can randomly close at any time. The road is literally underwater many times. Hatteras has now lost 100% of its tourism, because the only bridge leading to the island has been physically shut down and it's impossible to get on or off the island. They're supposed to start a ferry service soon. When they started the ferry service, you had to wait in line for 12 hours. Plus take the ride. You're looking at a 14-hour trip for something that used to be 45 minutes because they can't cross the bridge anymore. They also can't take the ferries in a straight line. The ferries have to go in this convoluted path because of the environmentalists. The Park Service has paid itself more to close the parks than to provide access to it. And by that, I mean do nothing at all, because people can already access the parks by themselves. It's called walking outside. They don't actually do anything. There aren't any trash cans out there or anything like that. Everybody is self-governing. They have to go use the beach and come home, pick up all their stuff, and leave. The Park Service does absolutely nothing. But they pay themselves to close the beaches. The Park Service has murdered tens of thousands of animals since 2011 under the predator control, supposedly to protect a bird. The bird population has actually decreased. And that's what happens when you remove people from the park. The animals return, and even though they've been shooting and gassing them, some of them get through. Furthermore, there were never more than 8 to 10 nesting pairs of this bird in the park anyway. They gerrymander how they count the birds. They don't count the birds on the islands in the sound. They don't count the birds that are nesting on the roofs of businesses in the towns. They only count the ones dumb enough to go nest where there's massive erosion and constantly salt water in their habitat from storms, which have nothing to do with people. So it's easy to get a 20% increase or decrease when you're only talking about numbers like 8 and 10. However, as of last year, apparently if you pay the National Park Service for a permit or a day pass, then you can drive on the beach and walk on the beach, and magically it won't bother the plover birds anymore. So this was never about the birds. This was about privatizing a formerly free and public beach for everyone so that the Park Service can personally profit from it. And that's what they've done. Oh, you can go on the beach now as long as you pay the Park Service. It's the same with the lighthouse. That used to be free. Now you have to pay the Park Service to go up and down the lighthouse. And they've got some Park Service goons, none of them from the island, by the way, 100% from off the island. Nobody on the island would work for the Park Service. They come and give you this fairy tale history lesson as you go up and down the lighthouse. The lighthouse is no longer even on the beach. It was moved inland. And they destroyed the vegetation when they did that too. It created a river the first year. It was moved inland because it was threatened by the ocean because of the erosion. But rather than fixing the beach and their infrastructure like every other coast in the world, especially on the east coast of the United States, they decided to just pick up the lighthouse and move it, and a company from New York got $20 million to do that. The Navy base, which was behind the lighthouse, was also abandoned. And during the housing bubble, they spent millions and millions of dollars building all these giant condos for the Coast Guard folks and closed them all a year later. They are currently sitting there empty. There's a housing crisis. Teachers need housing. There's a housing crisis because of the way the island is, because 78% of the island is preserved as park. Park you're not allowed to go in. Anybody who does own property, they get more bang for their buck making rental cottages and things for tourists than they can for apartments for year-round inhabitants. And so there aren't a lot of affordable houses. And so teachers are commuting all the way from Manio and Nag's Head, some of them. And they don't have adequate teacher housing, which could be converted from the base, but they would rather have those houses empty. But that's a separate issue. They've closed the bridge. The nearest hospital is on the other side of the bridge. My sister-in-law is pregnant right now. If she needs to go to the hospital, you're going to have to wait 12 hours, 14 hours to get online, get on a ferry, then go to the hospital. And then they have to wait to come back, too. You know, the government can build bridges in Iraq, and the government sends money to despots all over the world to the tune of billions. But they can't fix a bridge in North Carolina that is broken because of their own dredging. They work in collusion with these environmental groups. They work in collusion with NGOs in general to manipulate land use. Cape Hatteras is devoid of franchises, except for the Food Line in Avon. And I guarantee you, if the Hiltons and the other giant hotel chains wanted to buy up property from people who are now forced to sell and put up their own hotels, the laws would change, the beaches would be preserved, they would be reopened for the billionaire class, for the haves, certainly. They want to destroy the middleman, the bottom man, anybody who could possibly compete with those on top, who are favored by tailored government regulations and laws. We do live in a fascist country. And these brown shirt Park Service goons murder animals and prevent people from coming to the beach. Their job's supposed to be to provide access to the beach. And the Pirates Cove millionaires, they love to blame it all on the fishermen from Wanchese. The reality is the Pirates Cove millionaires who live in Manio, most of whom are from New Jersey or somewhere else, not from North Carolina, who have second and third houses there that like to take their yachts out through the shortcut under the bridge. That's why they dredge. And they're pumping sand away from the beach and into the sound. And the Pamlico Sound's now is a foot deep, only a foot deep for over a mile because of all the sand they've dumped in there. You can see the sand naturally trying to return in the interim periods when they're not dredging. Then they dredge it all the way again. We need beach nourishment. They need to stop dredging, or if they're going to dredge, they need to pump that back where they took it from. On the beach side, not the sound side. We need a new bridge. The money's already been appropriated. The money's there. Hatteras makes more in taxes, pays more in taxes than anywhere else in North Carolina per capita. And yet, They have no representation. The excuse for government for a lot of people is, we'll build the roads. They don't even do that much. And when they do have to build a new road, it's Bass Knight hiring his own family. We've been neglected for decades. There's no media. If there's ever media in Hatteras, it's a spin. They find the dumbest people they can find. Or they wait for someone to say something silly and they only show that portion of it to make the story they want. Our county commission is inept. When we talked to them about the judges, one of them suggested that maybe we shouldn't vote for these people, when the reality is we didn't, because it's a federal judge who was appointed. We had no say in the voting process. People in the government don't even know how the government works. They gave their consent to the decree. They were the only legislative body involved. The judicial branch does not have the power to legislate without a legislative body. They needed the county commission to sign off, and they all did unanimously, out of fear. They were lied to. It was, they believed, and I do believe them, they are stupid, but not liars. Oh, well, not about this. They thought that if they didn't cave, that the beaches would be closed all year round, rather than just through the whole tourist season. But they sure did profit from it as the tourists moved up the beach to the north. Some of them have reason to drag their feet. But they just finger point everybody, blames someone else. This is a state of emergency. People cannot get off and on the island. The businesses are dead. It's an island, and like many island economies, they completely depend on tourism. The Park Service needs to leave. We can manage our own beaches a hell of a lot better. It'll be better for the birds, and it'll be better for people. I'm on team people, by the way. The birds are not endangered, and they live all over the place. All they did was gerrymander how they decide to count them. The Bonner Bridge is unfit to drive on because of the dredging. But for over 30 years, we've been asking to replace the bridge. And these environmental groups just attack us over and over again. They want to close the beaches. They want to close the bridge. They want everyone to leave so that they can have a place to vacation to birdwatch, even though they already have P Island for that. It's a power trip. And a lot of these lawyers, if they don't have an environmental case, they'll invent one. And they find an area where there aren't a lot of people to oppose them, and they pick on them. It's theft. And they found an activist judge, the same one who was countersuing the families who were trying to find out what happened to their loved ones in Fallujah who were hung up by a bridge, these Blackwater goons. That was with Fred Felding, Bush's lawyer, and Terrence Boyle upheld it. The man has a long list of cases of conflict of interest where he makes basic error, hundreds overturned, should not be a judge, but he's a judge. This is typical North Carolina politics. There are a lot of people in state who don't even know where Hatteras and Ocracoke are, much less what's going on. And the press doesn't cover any of it. This is the foundation of America. The very first English colony went to Hatteras Island. The myth was Roanoke Island. That's the story from Paul Green, and that is the outdoor play, which is played in Roanoke. But the actual history is Croatoan and Hatteras, and then Roanoke. The first English speakers have been there since the 1580s, longer than Jamestown, longer than Plymouth, and is being decimated and destroyed physically and economically and culturally by a bunch of granola environmental extremists and an activist judge and a bunch of heartless rich bitches who want to take their yachts and giant charter boats through the shortcut under the bridge, and yet they won't pump the sand the opposite direction instead of the sound. It's criminal. They are ruining thousands of lives, and they are stripping a prime vacation spot away from over 1 million Americans and a lot of Canadians as well. And some, if they're going to spend billions of dollars to pay the Israelis to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians, or Paul Kagame to go butcher people in the Congo where millions of Africans have died, and they're going to send all this money to Saudi Arabia where women are not even allowed to drive cars, and they're going to pay all these terrorist organizations from al-Nusra and MEK and Jandala, even al-Qaeda, and of course Mujahideen and the CIA itself, I would throw them in there as just another terrorist organization. If they're going to finance that, then why the hell can they not build a bridge, which is what they're, if there was ever a function of government, it would be to build the roads and bridges, and they can't even do that right. And it's not that the environmental groups have stopped the DOT from doing this. They work on these things together. It is collusion. It's pro wrestling. It's a play fight. This has been the pretext for land manipulation when they were stealing it from the American Indians after it was no longer acceptable to just ride up and shoot them or shoot the buffalo or starve them from some means. They started the new scientific and environmental excuses for confiscating land, for preservation. And yet it's never preserved. It's only monopolized. The Forest Reserve and the government's own institutions, they can still deforest things. They can still get their lumber. They can still do what they want on it. They just keep it off the open market so there's no competition. Pure fascism. They are trying to destroy the island, Dukes of Hazzard style, so that the franchises can move in and steal everything. So who will build the roads? Apparently not the government. They certainly can't get it done. They have done nothing but harm the island. They closed our beaches. They ruined our bridge. They prevent us from preventing erosion ourselves through their laws. They've put Rodanthe underwater from their dredging. They've also burned the forest and the vegetation that naturally grows in Rodanthe. The government comes and burns it every year, which also causes erosion. It's a double whammy. And they've hired this foreign force, this armed foreign force, these guys in costumes with guns, to stand out there and kill animals and prevent people from coming to the beach unless you pay them. You can magically go to the beach when you pay the Park Service. Apparently, you no longer are disturbing the animals so long as you're paying them. If you live in Cape Hatteras, the government can't even maintain the roads. So why do we need a government at all? We'd be better off without them. If they're going to take all of our tax money and put it into some other area and they never help us, that's just plain theft. They've ruined the economies. They've ruined people's lives. There's a reason I moved from the island to Japan when we dropped down to 30% unemployment on the island. Then I don't think we need a government at all. Well, we need to secede from the county. Maybe secede from the state. I doubt it would be actually feasible, but I'd like to have a secession movement just for the embarrassment and attention it might gander, because we need something theatric to get people to pay attention to this. People's lives are being ruined, destroyed, and I think a secession movement is in order. Secede from the state. I don't care if we join South Carolina or Virginia or Bermuda for the UK, whatever, because anything would be better than our current situation with their government attacking us at every angle, in collusion with these psychotic environmental groups who are actually making people start to hate the environment. They're the equivalent of televangelists who turn people away from Christianity, not towards. They might have a lot of followers because there are always a lot of suckers, but that is not who you want to represent a religion, and that is not who you want to represent an ideology for protecting the environment. These people are absolute scumbags. Environmental groups are used in foreign policy routinely with other NGOs as a means of blocking the production of pipelines and other things for geopolitical reasons that have nothing to do with the environment or animals. But like education, if you have the word education or environment behind you, you have an air of impunity. You can do whatever you want because everybody's pro-education and everybody's pro-environment. And they don't realize when you unanalytically give these people power, because what you assume they're trying to protect or do, you're giving people impunity who actually have very different motives and goals than what you think. And I'll do a rant on what's wrong with education after this, because that's a side note, and that's another problem, how much they're eating up in administrative costs and all the government waste from the county and the state governments. But we're talking about not even having our physical security secured. The Bonner Bridge has been closed since the beginning of December. So who's going to build the roads? We could have paid ourselves to build the roads if the government would get out of the way, and if the environmental groups want to sue us, fine. But we're going to build the damn bridge. And they need to be countersued, and so does the DOT. The Department of Transportation and the SELC both need to be sued out of existence. We can replace the DOT with a new body. But their treasury should be drained, and the people of the island should be compensated for their losses. The loss in business, the loss of freedom. When the government says they're there to help, that's the scariest sentence in the English language. Get the government out of Cape Hatteras. We can take care of ourselves better. Build a new bridge. Get the Park Service off the island completely. They should be banned and they should never return. Along with the Audubon and Southern Environmental Law Center, you are not welcome. You obviously hate the people who live there. You want to go live with nature, bulldoze down your own house, sacrifice your own property, and give that to the birds or whatever. It is a recreational park by law. It is as silly to reverse that as it would be to make a wildlife preserve into a recreational park. You cannot just steal land because of what some interest group wants. That land was preserved as recreation because not everybody can afford to have a personal condo on the beach. There was a public beach available for all, including the poor, and you've taken that away, and you're allowing the Park Service to personally profit from it, forcing people to pay them to have access to the beach that was formerly free. This story needs media attention. Please get hold of me. I can tell you a lot more details. There need to be interviews with people on the island. We need mass media about this, independent media, anybody. Get down there. I'm sure I can get you a room for free. Get these stories written. Get these videos made. Tell people what is going on. This is happening in America, allegedly America. These fascists are destroying the birthplace of America. It's got to end, and we need your help. If you vacation to Hatteras, if you just want to do the right thing, I speak for voiceless people all the time, for Palestinians, for Iraqis, for people in the Middle East, for people in Africa, for people in Asia, Europe, South America, Central America. I have done it all. I have covered everything without any benefit to myself. I don't have a stake in it whatsoever. I've never even visited most of these places where I talk about all the time for geopolitics. I fight injustice, not even because I think I can win, but because it's injustice and it should be fought. Just because it ought to be fought. It's wrong. You have to do the right thing. And I'm asking all of you now to help people in North Carolina, on the island where I was born, part of the United States, regardless of where you live. We need your voice and we need your help, because nobody is listening to us. Peace.